Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with Privacy Mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course, present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again! Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is! Drawing Board or...
Miro! All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro Brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.
Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, managing editor of the National Newsroom at Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now the latest headlines.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Severe storms have been hammering the South. The AP's Jennifer King.
Severe storms across the Gulf region on Wednesday caused damage from Texas to the Florida Panhandle and flooded streets in New Orleans. In Slidell, Louisiana, an estimated Category EF1 tornado damaged dozens of buildings.
We had a tornado come through this area.
Chris Kaufman is the fire chief for St. Tammany Parish.
We had to evacuate more than 50 people from this structure. No fatalities, a couple of injuries, but just amazing that we got through this area, how bad the damage is.
When they say it sounds like a freight train, it most certainly does.
Slidell resident Robin Marquez works for a construction company.
Never talked to God so much before in my life.
In Texas, flooding led to water rescues in Jasper County. In Mississippi, the Emergency Management Agency said over 70 homes were damaged. In Scott County, the sheriff reports that a 64-year-old woman on an oxygen machine died after her home lost power. I'm Jennifer King.
Five people in custody in Philadelphia after rival groups opened fire, ending a celebration of the end of Ramadan. Three people injured. This woman spoke to WPVI TV6 ABC in Philadelphia.
For me to sit here and say I panicked, I was scared, my heart was palpitating, and I had to hold my granddaughter down, and everybody has the same story when something like this happens. But aren't we tired of hearing the same story?
There was jeering yesterday as Republican lawmakers in the Arizona legislature shut down discussion on a proposed repeal of that law that criminalizes abortion unless a woman's life is at risk. This morning, China is announcing sanctions against two U.S. companies over what it says is their support for arms sales to Taiwan. The announcement freezes the assets of General Atomics Aeronautical Systems and General Dynamics Land Systems held within China. This is AP News.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The NTSB is investigating a crash near Philadelphia in March involving a Ford electric vehicle. Two people were killed. The AP's Lisa Dwyer.
The NTSB says a Mustang Mach-E sport utility vehicle that may have been operating on a partially automated driving system hit two stationary passenger cars on Interstate 95 early in the morning on March 3rd. Both drivers of the stationary cars were killed. The Mach-E hit a parked Toyota Prius and rammed into a Hyundai Elantra. Ford said it is researching the crash and is cooperating with investigators. The crash is the second this year involving a Mach-E that the NTSB is investigating. The first occurred on February 24th in San Antonio, Texas. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Canada is about to endure its wildfire season from May through October. It says it may be worse than last year. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Former President Donald Trump is criticizing Arizona's abortion ban. The 1864 law bans abortion in Arizona at all stages of pregnancy, with no exceptions for rape or incest. Abortions are allowed only if the mother's life is in jeopardy. Trump was asked if Arizona went too far.
Yeah, they did, and that'll be straightened out. And as you know, it's all about states' rights. That'll be straightened out. And I'm sure that the governor and everybody else are going to bring it back into reason, and that will be taken care of, I think, very quickly.
Trump does not want a national ban on abortions. He wants limits left up to states. President Biden was asked at a Rose Garden news conference for his message to Arizona voters.
Elect me. I'm in the 21st century, not back then. They weren't even a state.
Trump maintains he is proud the three Supreme Court justices he nominated voted to overturn Roe versus Wade. Ed Donahue, Washington.
As he fights to keep his job, the House's top Republican is set to meet with Donald Trump this week. A Trump campaign official says the ex-president and House Speaker Mike Johnson will have a news conference on election integrity at Mar-a-Lago Friday. The meeting comes with Johnson trying to keep the speaker's gavel amid a threat from hardliner Marjorie Taylor Greene, a top Trump ally.
Always considered her a friend.
Johnson says they don't disagree on philosophies.
We do disagree sometimes on strategy.
Greene's furious. Johnson has worked with Democrats to pass legislation, which, given the slim GOP majority, is about the only way he can pass anything. Greens threatened to hold a snap vote on ousting Johnson, who was once critical of Trump, but has tried to keep a close relationship with him since predecessor Kevin McCarthy lost the speaker's post. Sagar Magani, Washington.
At the White House, the pomp and guest list of a state dinner. Hillary Clinton arriving alongside former President Bill Clinton.
We're having a good time tonight.
Business leaders, sports and entertainment stars, including Robert De Niro.
Robert, how are you feeling about the election?
What do you think?
The event honoring Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida. President Biden toasting the two nations' alliance.
We may be divided by distance, but generations after generation, we've been brought together, the same hopes, the same values, the same commitment to democracy and freedom, and the dignity for all.
Embarking on a new frontier on elevate this unshakable Japan-U.S. relationship to even greater heights and hand it to the next generation.
Kishida with a nod to an American cultural icon.
Let me conclude with a line from Star Trek, which you all know. To boldly go where no one has gone before.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
For the first time, the government is setting limits on toxic so-called forever chemicals known as PFAS in drinking water. Perfluoroalkyl and polyfluoroalkyl substances have been used in nonstick pans, waterproof clothing, and firefighting foam like the kind used at Air Force bases. They don't degrade in the environment and have been linked to health issues like low birth weight, liver disease, and cancer. The new rules require utilities to test for PFAS, limit levels to between 4 and 10 parts per trillion depending on the chemical, and inform the public when levels are too high. It's a dramatic shift. Less than a decade ago, the EPA issued a health advisory that the levels couldn't exceed 70 parts per trillion. Now the agency says no amount is safe. The EPA and environmental health advocates say the rule will reduce serious illnesses and prevent thousands of deaths, but legal challenges are expected. Utility groups say it will cost billions of dollars to implement, costs that will be passed on to customers. Jennifer King, Washington.
Alan Weisselberg, a retired executive in Donald Trump's real estate empire, was sentenced on Wednesday to 5 months in jail for lying under oath during his testimony in the civil fraud lawsuit brought against the former president by the New York Attorney General. Weisselberg, who's 76, pleaded guilty last month to perjury in connection with the suit. Asked if he wanted to address the court, he said no, Your Honor, and was escorted out in handcuffs. This is Weisselberg's second time behind bars. He served 100 days last year for dodging taxes. Weisselberg is likely to factor into Trump's upcoming hush money trial. Michael Cohen has said Weisselberg had a role in orchestrating the payments, but he has not been charged in that case. Julie Walker, New York.
The top U.S. general in Europe is giving a stark illustration of the impact on Ukrainian troops if the U.S. does not quickly approve sending more ammunition and weapons.
The biggest killer on the battlefield is artillery.
General Christopher Cavoli says the U.S. has been providing the bulk of 155mm shells to Kyiv, but its forces are having to ration them.
They are now being outshot by the Russian side 5-1.
And if they don't get more help from the U.S.,
that will immediately go to 10-1 in a matter of weeks.
Cavoli testified to a House panel as a $60 billion Ukraine aid package remains stalled in Congress.
The clock is ticking on it, and everyone here feels the urgency of that.
Speaker Mike Johnson's widely expected to try advancing the aid package next week, but he's having trouble gaining consensus from members who cite more pressing domestic needs. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Six former Mississippi law officers were sentenced in state court for torturing two black men. The law enforcement officers who attacked Michael Corey Jenkins and Eddie Terrell Parker in January 2023 had already been sentenced in federal court. The former lawmen admitted to breaking into a home without a warrant after they received a call to a Rankin County deputy and complained that the two black men were staying with a white woman at a house in Braxton, Mississippi. The six white officers then tortured Jenkins and Parker in an hours-long attack that included beatings, repeated use of stun guns, and assaults with a sex toy before one of the victims was shot in the mouth. In federal court, the deputies expressed remorse for their behavior and apologized to the two victims. They agreed to sentences recommended by state prosecutors ranging from 5 to 30 years. I'm Haya Panjwani.
The Ford recall covers certain Bronco Sport SUVs from the 2022-23 model years, as well as Escape SUVs from 2022. All have 1.5-liter engines. The automaker says fuel injectors can crack and gas or vapor can leak or accumulate near ignition sources, possibly causing fires. But the recall remedy that Ford has does not include repairing the fuel leaks. Dealers will install a tube or let gas flow away from hot surfaces to the ground below the SUV. They'll also update software to disable the high-pressure fuel pump if it detects a leak. I'm Julie Walker.
AP Sports, I'm Chuck Freeman. One of the most successful college basketball coaches of the modern era is headed to Arkansas. Correspondent Gethin Coolball has the story.
Arkansas has hired John Calipari as men's basketball coach, a day after the Hall of Fame coach stepped down from the Kentucky program he led to the 2012 NCAA championship. The 65-year-old Calipari signed a five-year contract with a base annual salary of $7 million through April 2029, with a maximum of two automatic rollover years for NCAA tournament appearances that would extend the contract to 2031. Kentucky had been paying Calipari $8.5 million annually. Calipari replaces Eric Musselman, who left for the job at Southern California. Calipari inherits a program that went 16-17 last season after three consecutive NCAA tournament appearances.
In the NBA, Dallas wrapped up the Southwest Division title. Luka Doncic with 29 in Dallas's 111-92 win over Miami. Charlotte got by Atlanta 115-114. Cleveland moved closer to locking up a playoff spot as they defeated Memphis 110-98. Phoenix 124-108 over the LA Clippers. Denver rallied past Minnesota in the second half, as Bruce Morton reports.
The Nuggets defeated Minnesota 116-107 in a game with major conference seeding implications. Thanks to this victory, the 56-24 defending champs lead the Timberwolves by one game, with two games to go for both teams. Both of Minnesota's games will be at home. Both of Denver's games will be on the road. On a big stage night in which the Nuggets pulled away late, Nikola Jokic dominated with 41 points and 11 rebounds.
Brooklyn down Toronto 106-102. It was Milwaukee over Orlando 117-99. Giannis Antetokounmpo out for the rest of the regular season with a calf injury. Oklahoma City routed San Antonio, as correspondent David Schuster reports.
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander led the way with 26 points as the Thunder crushed the Spurs 127-89. Josh Giddey chipped in with 20 points, 11 coming in the opening quarter.
I mean, anytime you get going early, it gives any player confidence going forward in the game. And I got a couple easy ones early, got to the free throw line a little bit, and that kind of gets your rhythm going.
Oklahoma City scored the first 11 points of the game, led by 23 after one, by 33 at the half, and just coasted from there. The Thunder improved to 55-25. San Antonio, playing without Victor Wembanyama, was led by Zach Collins with a team-high 20 points.
Brooklyn down Toronto 106-102. Drew Holiday agrees to terms on a four-year, $135 million contract extension with the Boston Celtics. Toronto's Jonte Porter could face expulsion from the league if the gambling-related accusations against him are found to be true, says NBA Commissioner Adam Silver. Porter has not played since the league said it was looking into betting patterns surrounding his on-court performance. Baseball interleague play, Minnesota avoided getting swept by the Dodgers. They beat LA 3-2. Edward Julian homered twice for the Twins. Miami down the Yankees 5-2. The Marlins get just their second win of the year. Jake Berger had the big hit, a three-run home run. American League, Texas snaps their three-game losing skid. Oakland has a three-game winning streak come to an end. Texas wins 6-2. Here's Bob Stevens.
Cody Bradford improved to 3-0 with another strong pitching performance. 6 2/3 innings allowed an unearned run, fanned 7 along the way. Adolis Garcia and Jonah Heim led the Rangers' attack with 2 RBIs apiece. Ross Stripling suffered the loss, his 8th consecutive loss since early 2023. He pitched 6 innings, allowed 6 runs.
Kansas City down Houston 11-2. It was Cleveland 7-6 over the Chicago White Sox. Tampa down the LA Angels 4-2. Seattle came up with a 5-run 10th inning, highlighted by Cal Raleigh's 2-run blast. And the Mariners defeat Toronto 6-2. Baseball's number one prospect made its debut for Baltimore, as correspondent Dethan Kubal reports.
Jackson Holliday made his major league debut and got the start at second base on Wednesday in the Orioles' 7-5 win over the Red Sox at Fenway Park. Holliday, wearing Cal Ripken Sr.'s number 7, finished 0-for-4 with a pair of strikeouts out of the 9-hole, but he did record his first career RBI on a ground out to second in the 6th.
Obviously, I would have liked to gotten a few hits, but I mean, the overall experience was pretty incredible tonight to be able to go out there and win and have an RBI. I mean, it's pretty awesome just to be here.
The 20-year-old son of former All-Star outfielder Matt Holliday was recalled from AAA Norfolk after Tuesday's game. He is ranked by MLB.com as the sport's number one prospect.
In the National League, Eugenio Suarez, a 2-out, 2-run double in the 9th, lifting Arizona to a 5-3 win over Colorado. San Francisco avoids getting swept. They knocked off Washington 7-1. Philadelphia over St. Louis 4-3. Milwaukee down Cincinnati 7-2. San Diego got 6 strong innings from Dylan Cease and a 10-2 win over the Chicago Cubs, and the New York Mets and Atlanta postponed because of rain. NHL, Arizona down Vancouver 4-3 in overtime. St. Louis kept its slim playoff hopes alive in a 5-2 win over Chicago. Edmonton down Vegas 5-1. The Oilers hit 100 points in the standings for a third straight season. And back to college basketball, Caitlin Clark, National Player of the Year in the women's game, will have her number 22 retired by the University of Iowa. Chuck Freeman, AP Sports.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening. Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.
Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miroboard. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miroboard?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.